My name is Connor DeGraw. I am 13 years old. Today is 11/26/18, and I'm speaking with my dad, who is.
No. I'm speaking to Ryan DeGraw.
I'm speaking to Ryan DeGraw, who is my dad. We are recording this interview in Fort Worth, Texas. Can you tell me a little bit about your childhood? What were you like as a child?
What was I like as a child? I was a lot like you. Outgoing, played a lot of sports. Always made friends, you know, love being outside and being out in nature. I was a really tough kid. Lived in a rough neighborhood in New York. That's where I grew up. Had cancer when I was 15 and 16. Moved to Texas when I was 15, and it's been here ever since. But when I was little, I used to love being outside. We didn't have all these video games that you guys have now. And we didn't have cell phones. I got my first pager when I was like 16 years old. When pagers first came out, that's how old I am. But I had a pretty good childhood.
Tell me a favorite memory of you, of me.
Favorite memory of you?
Yep.
I got a lot, actually. I remember when we first got your first four-wheeler, and it was your Christmas present, and I had to work all night long because we got it used, but I knew you wanted it. And then I remember fixing it all up, and you got it for Christmas, and we drove it to Illinois that year. We put it in the back of the truck, and you got to ride it. And there were horses around, and we went to Danielle's grandparents' house, and then I got to see you run all the way around the yard, and that was really good. But that moment when you saw that, I don't think I ever seen a happier kid in the world when you woke up for Christmas and saw that you got a four-wheeler for Christmas. I think that's one of the happiest. And then another one would be your very first time playing T-ball when you were 3 years old. Everybody was looking at you like you were five and asking why there's a five-year-old on our three-year-old teams. And you were up there and you did everything I told you to do, and you smacked the living crap out of the ball into the outfield when you were three. And you had the form and everything. You paid attention. You were there. And everybody's like, what? And it was the first game, the first at-bat ever. And it just went over all the kids' heads and nobody knew what to do. But you spent the first base and you stopped. But that was a great memory.
Can you tell me about one of the most difficult moments in your life?
When we first moved to Texas when I was 15 years old, 14 days after moving to Texas, across the country when I'm 15 years old, sophomore in high school, I was diagnosed with cancer, and I didn't cry. I was just like, what is going on? Just moved to a new place, got to a new area, moved halfway around the country. We just moved into our new apartment, and but I figured, you know what? God's given me a new chance, a new life, being able to do a fresh start. But it was hard. It was really hard that day, finding out you're 15 years old and we got stage 3B cancer, Hodgkin's lymphoma, after you played varsity baseball as a freshman in high school and, you know, backup quarterback on the JV team and, you know, doing all that. And then all of a sudden somebody tells you you have cancer and you only have a 25% chance to live. You know, he said, but you can do it. You're young enough. You're athletic enough. Keep fighting and we'll do it. I wanted to cry. I didn't even have my mom in the room when the doctor told me. And I had that conversation. So being 15 and not having a parent in there is kind of scary. But, you know, from that moment on, it changed me a little bit. And kind of made me who I am today.
Can you tell me about one or two people who have been the biggest influence on your life?
Well, I have three. So my dad, he was not the greatest dad. He is never around, and that had a huge influence on how I wanted to be when I grew up. But the other two are you and your brother. Because I wanted to be the best dad that I could be, and you two have kept me strong even when times have been tough. Knowing I've got both you guys smiling all the time and being my buddies and stuff. You know, you guys have influenced me so much. I've had to grow up really quick when I had your older brother, Christopher. And when you came along, it just made life that much better. So, it was you two that had the biggest influences of my life.
What advice would you give to your teenage self?
To my teenage self, don't date near as many girls in high school as I did, because they're all crazy. No, I'm just kidding. Keep my mind open to more things and get into computers a lot younger if I could, because back when I was growing up, computers weren't a big deal. Well, they were becoming more and more of a big deal. But yeah, if I could have learned a little bit more about that sooner, that would be good. And really try harder at baseball, because I think I could have gotten a whole lot farther. But just be more open-minded. I tended to be a little closed-minded every now and then. A little hard-headed. I had a big head every now and then.
Can you tell me one of your happiest memories?
One of my happiest memories. Recently, we were at your football game, and it was freezing rain outside, literally freezing rain, and you were out there in that freezing rain playing football, and you got a defensive block and interception and ran it for a touchdown.
Pick six.
I literally was jumping up and down in the stands, yelling and cheering you on and your whole team, and my throat hurt and my voice hurt for the next day. And people were standing around me. They're like, that must be his kid. And I was like, yep. And that was your very first touchdown for school. You've made several other touchdowns. You've made home runs and everything. But that was your first official school touchdown. And it was defensive, so it was even that much harder. And I was going nuts. All of a sudden, I was no longer cold. any longer, and it just made me super happy.
What are you most grateful for?
Kind of sounds like a loaded question here with you doing this interview for me. I'm most grateful for my family. I've got two great kids and an absolutely wonderful wife. Can't be any more grateful for the three of you guys. This question's worded weird. How would you like to be remembered? A tough guy with a big heart. Because all these Texans see me as a Yankee. And I am. I mean, I grew up that way. But you know what? I've got a lot of Texan in me, and I've definitely got a really big heart. But a great dad. That's my only goal in life. Just great dad. That's how I want to be remembered.
What are your hopes and wishes for me, for my children's?
One, I hope you don't have children anytime soon. But my hopes and wishes for you is that you continue to do well in school. You continue to be a great man with all the manners that I've taught you. And I hope that you're very successful in life. And I really want you to finish college. And when you have children, I've hope that I've set a good enough example where you'll do a lot of the things for them that I've done for you in teaching you to become a good man. And I want you to teach your kids how to be good kids. But I want you to do it on your own. But then I know you'll do great. But when they do come to Grandpa's house, they will be spoiled and they will be sent back. Just like your grandparents did for me.
Can you tell me about your grandparents, your great grandparents?
I know my dad's side of the family. They lived in upstate New York, had a lot of land, got to go hunting. My great-grandmother was 100% Seneca Indian. My great-grandfather was German-Italian. But that's about all I know. And I got to go to their house every now and then and go play in the woods and go on the trails. So I killed my first deer and my first turkey. But that's really all I remember.
How was being a parent change you?
How has being a parent changed me?
Yes. That's what I meant.
It's made me definitely not think of myself a lot. You know, I definitely tried to put you guys first as much as I can. Every now and then I need some me time. But as a parent, that makes you look at the world different. You now are responsible for, you know, two young men. And you're responsible for bringing them up in this world and making them into two great men. And so it's changed me in the way that I look at things and how I want, you know, you guys to envision your future. And so it's definitely, you know, made me a lot more humble, you know, a little bit more stern, but, you know, a lot more loving.
What are your wishes for me?
I don't get a crazy girlfriend. Complete college. Stay in sports. And if you don't make it, you know, to the NFL or the major leagues, you know, do something in college that you're going to love. And that's going to make you happy. And then one day, when you're like 30, then you get married, then you can have kids. But those are my wishes for you.
What was I like as a child?
Well, technically, you're still a child, even though you just turned 13 less than a week ago. So, but as a child, you've always smiled. You've always been like the highlight everywhere you go. Because you always want to make everybody's day. And it's funny. And you don't even try to do it either. You've just been so cute and so funny. But you've always had this smile. So it's, even when you do dumb stuff, it's hard to yell at you. Because you're just smiling still. And it's like, great but annoying. But you've always been nice to people. You've always tried to make friends. You never try to hurt anybody's feelings. You've just been a great kid. Honestly, you've been really easy, you know, and you deserve the world. But you're humble. You give stuff up all the time. And, you know, you do your best at everything that you can do. And that's all that I can ask for. You know, for you to be polite and do your best. And that's what you've done. And that's great. And have great manners. Open doors and, you know, hold it for people and help people out. And, you know, that's what you've done so far. But there are times you've been stubborn. But we all should be. And then you've just had a great athletic career so far since you were 3 years old, smacking that ball in the outfield to playing psych baseball to
playing tackle football.
Playing full-on tackle football since you were four. Just a thrill to be around. Happy kid.